USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's top three Democratic leaders are facing controversial allegations. Governor Ralph Northam vows to stay in office amid a scandal generated by a racist photo in his medical school yearbook.
Virginia also needs someone who is strong, who has empathy, who has courage, and who has a moral compass. And that's why I'm not going anywhere.
Northam spoke to CBS this morning. Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax is facing accusations of sexual assault. Attorney General Mark Herring admits to wearing blackface while he was in college in the 1980s. Virginia House Delegate Patrick Hope plans to introduce articles of impeachment on Monday following the two separate claims of sexual assault by the state's Democratic Lieutenant Governor. The bill would then have to be approved by the House, and then the Senate would hold a trial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump tweets, his second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is set for the 27th and 28th of February in Hanoi. He says, quote, I look forward to seeing Chairman Kim and advancing the cause of peace. As Senate Democrat Amy Klobuchar announces her run for the White House, there's reports of some unhappy former staffers. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Some former staffers of the Minnesota Democrat say she's a brutal boss who often abuses her authority and mistreats them. Some former aides describe a toxic office environment, including demeaning emails, thrown office supplies by superiors, and requests for staff to perform personal chores for Klobuchar. Klobuchar defenders, including some other former staffers, have gone on the record and pushed back, saying that the critique is grounded in sexism against a woman who does demand excellence from her employees.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
At the box office this weekend, The Lego Movie 2, the second part, was easily the top ticket seller in theaters, but the film's $35 million opening failed to stack up to its expected haul of around $50 million. The new comedy starring Taraji P. Henson called What Men Want came in at number 2 at $19 million, and the latest effort from Liam Neeson and Laura Dern called Cold Pursuit came in at $10 million. Coming in at number 4, The Upside with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston, and slipping down to number 5, the M. Night Shyamalan movie called Glass, starring Bruce Willis. Construction of a new border wall in the Rio Grande Valley is set to begin in the next few days. USA's Rick Vincent reports Congress approved the $600 million for the 33 miles of wall in the area last year.
Chief Patrol Agent in that area, Rodolfo Karish, says they have one of the highest numbers as far as illegal border crossers.
All of this was based on the requirement of what the field operators were telling us there that they needed. Every 14 days, we have as many people that showed up in San Diego as far as a caravan.
The area doesn't get as much attention from the media because rather than caravans of people, it's mostly families and individuals who show up at the border crossing in large numbers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.